You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the SafetyCon 25 event, all about safety for blind and partially sighted people. Joining me is Ishan from Travel Hands. Ishan, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So for people that don't know, can you just give us a brief reminder of what Travel Hands is?
So Travel Hands is a charity which runs an innovation of the same name. Travel Hands helps visually impaired people, or VIP, as we fondly say, find sighted and verified volunteers to go from point A to point B in the city, or do activities outdoors together.
When it comes to activities that the volunteers can help guide people to, can you clarify what activities the volunteers are happy to assist with, and what activities simply cannot be supported, just to clarify for listeners?
Yeah, we usually support outdoor activities of all kinds. So it could be either going for appointments to healthcare centers, it could be work-related activities, it could be going to a park, going for a coffee, going for a walk, or shopping. People have done boat rides with Travel Hands, theater shows, comedy shows. The only condition is that, like, while booking a journey, we request you to share as much detail as about the journey itself. What do you expect? What do you want? And that information is relayed to all the volunteers. So the more information you give, the more accurate information, the more chances to get a right match.
So if a volunteer was to take you to, let's say, a theater show, do they stay with you through the show? Or is it a case of you book one volunteer to take you there and you book another volunteer to come pick you up at the end? How does it work?
So again, it depends on what you request for. So if you say, as a carer, there's a free ticket to the theater show, and if a volunteer can help me and join the show with me, and you know, that information is relayed to all the people. If you say, I want to be dropped to the theater place and then picked up after like a few hours from that place, that's a different request. So whatever the VIP requests is relayed to the people, and then that is, you know, responded to.
During your talk, you mentioned something quite interesting, and that's the next of kin feature. Can you explain to us how that works?
In the current system, when a volunteer reaches a VIP's location, they start the journey, and that means the location of the volunteer is shared with our back-end team. So a customer service team is always monitoring the journey as it progresses for safety reasons. Now, we realized that a lot of people, friends and family members of the VIPs, they want to know, they're keen to know how the journey is progressing, what's happening and whatnot. And there were other reasons as well, like booking a journey. So a lot of people were calling on behalf of the VIP. But what we are doing is adding a next of kin feature where the next of kin can download the app, register, and be connected with the VIP they wanna, they wanna cater to. It could be booking a journey, doing the payment on behalf of the VIP, or just monitoring the journey as it progresses in the app when the VIP is active in a journey.
Do you support group bookings for Travel Hands in a similar way?
We do have events, but even if it's group bookings, we engage a volunteer with a VIP. Maximum a volunteer can handle two other VIPs. So, yeah, I mean, the whole purpose is to make sure there's a companion all along the journey from, you know, point A, which could be the point of comfort for the VIP, to reach point B, where the VIP feels they want to reach, or point of comfort they want to be dropped off at. We do take group bookings, but it's still individual basis, and then a VIP, two VIPs could be accompanied by a volunteer.
You've mentioned a certain project you are hoping to work on, which involves AI. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we realized that booking a journey is such a big challenge in the current app. Challenge as in, like, it takes a long time, because with the assistive tech, it just moves through one field to the other, and then usually what we have seen, it takes about 8 minutes to book a journey for a VIP, which is tough. So we thought, why not make it an audio-based chatting system, so the VIP could interact with our Travel Hands AI chatbot and book a journey. Say, hey, I want to go on XYZ date at 11 a.m. from here to here. And then the chatbot would say, brilliant, like that's a good plan. I need more information, like what do you wanna, how long do you need the volunteer for? Or what would you prefer, let's say, and so on and on. So make it a more interactive, itinerary planner, plus have our Travel Hands volunteers accompany that conversation. So the chatbot would say, I have booked the journey request. It has gone through three volunteers nearby, and as soon as there's a confirmation, I'll let you know.
At what stage is this project? When could this possibly be available?
We aim to get this done within 6 to 8 months from now, primarily because we have been selected to be part of Force for Good program by JP Morgan. So they have provided us best of the best engineers in AI who are going to help us create that, achieve that goal. And with that, there's more confidence in our team and say, okay, in 6 months, we can definitely reach a point where people can interact with the system. Now, it's a plan. It does come with its challenges, but I am quite sure that it is doable in the next 6-8 months.
And if people would like to find out more information about Travel Hands, where can they go?
Well, they can reach our... the easiest way is if you can type Travel Hands in Google, we are there at the top. But travelhands.co.uk is our website, and we have our phone number 020-3966-1650, which is active from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the weekdays. So you can reach us out through these ways, and you can also email us at imvip@vipworldservices.com.
Fantastic. Ishan from Travel Hands, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Pleasure is mine.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.